Welcome to Your Health Connection. I am Dr. Ronald A. Johnson, president of Clark Atlanta University. This program was made possible by the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University, by WCLK 91.9 FM, and by Clark Atlanta University itself. Your Health Connection focuses on today's healthcare information to help you improve your quality of life.
You are listening to Your Health Connection on WCLK. Good evening. I'm Paula Gwen Grant. Now, on today's program, we are talking about prostate cancer. September is National Prostate Health Month, and our guests are CCRTD Professor and Executive Director Shafiq Khan, Dr. Shafiq Khan. Also with us is cancer survivor Rudy Morgan. You can join this conversation with your questions about prostate cancer. Call us. We are here at 404-880-9255. 404-880-9255. Or join us on Twitter at CCRTD. That's where we are at Twitter. You can find us at CCRTD with your questions and a conversation tonight about prostate cancer. It is exciting to know that there's so much information available to us now as we live in this day and age to keep ourselves healthy. And so it's always a good thing to make sure you're accessing the information you see, but also, can you trust what you see online? Because a lot of times we, the consumers, those of us who go online to quickly learn about prostate cancer, we're not sure we can trust the information. Well, tonight we're giving you information you can trust on Your Health Connection. Dr. Shafiq Khan. Dr. Khan, this is something that we all kind of hear about. You hear about prostate cancer. I believe it's become a more talked about cancer, if you will. You know, there's some that we hear about all the time. Breast cancer is one of the cancers, the type of cancers that we hear a lot about. But now prostate cancer is coming up more and more in the news. What exactly is the prostate? You know, you hear about it, but you wonder, where is that? Well, and both men and women have it, or is this exclusive to men?
The prostate is a gland in the men only.
Only men, okay.
It's not in the women. And it's part of our reproductive system. It's a small walnut-sized gland, and it's right below the urinary bladder and right in front of the rectum. And under, in normal circumstances, its job is to produce part of the semen.
Okay.
But as we get older, many men develop cancers. Usually it happens after the age of 50. But some cases it can be earlier than that.
Is it common? I read a statistic that 1 in 7 men, is that about right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a very common cancer. It's almost the same statistics as breast cancer in women.
Really? So very common.
About 280,000 people will be diagnosed, for example, this year with prostate cancer. And almost 26,000-27,000 people will die from this disease this year. And it's a lot more prevalent and a lot more deadly in the African-American community.
Really? Is there a reason for that? Has medical science come to any realizations as to why it's more common?
There are several reasons, but I think primarily it's the statistics is that, you know, African-American men are diagnosed at an earlier age. They are diagnosed with a more advanced disease, and that there are more people being diagnosed, about 70% more incidence in African-American community. But when you look at the mortality rate is almost 2.5 times more in the African-American men compared to Caucasian men.
Any reasons for this? Any lifestyle? Is it something we're doing in the lifestyle? Is there something we are eating? Is there something we are doing that would cause this increase that science has found out?
Yes, I think there are, you know, lifestyle reasons for that. There are socioeconomic reasons for that. But there are also biological and genetic reasons.
Really? Can you tell us a little bit more about that? What is that? That's interesting because I think a lot of us listening are thinking, well, now wait, how and why is it disproportionately affecting the African-American community lifestyle? Some of the things perhaps we can do to maybe prevent or bring these numbers down, certainly.
Well, a lot of, the lifestyle, of course, is, you know, what you eat, how much exercise you do, and also the how much, you know, you go to your doctor, how much you are checked, insurance rates, poverty, all that plays a role into that. But I think that when it comes to biological factors, there are some genetic factors which seem to be prevalent in people of African descent. And so there is nothing you can do about that.
That
is just a genetic. So I think that we are finding now that there are several genetic factors that lead to this disparity.
So it's best for us as people and for the men in our lives that we are looking out for, it sounds as if we need to get them to the doctor. And that is one of the hardest things to honestly do. I think we women, you know, we have to go to the doctor for a number of things. We must go to the doctor in our lifetimes, but for men, not as much, you know. So what, Dr. Khan, are you seeing that there are any things that push men to the doctor sooner, where they could perhaps have better, you know, increased chances of feeling better or getting through their diagnoses?
Well, there are different ways of looking at it. I mean, one, of course, is the age. And once you get to about 40 or 45 years of age, you need to start thinking about things. And you have to start paying attention to your body, you know, in a different way. But also, you know, your family, your wife, your daughters, they are the one who has to sort of tell you to do it.
To go to the doctor, honey. We love you.
Men are not good at it.
No.
But you know, you can make them do it.
We can. We have a survivor here who did get to the doctor, and I want him to help us understand it, perhaps a little bit more about what we can do to get our men to the doctor, because you can become well and get past your diagnosis of prostate cancer. Rudy Morgan is here with us. He is a true survivor, and he's also the former executive director of the Georgia Cancer Foundation and currently on the board for the Georgia Prostate Cancer Coalition. Rudy, thanks for joining the conversation. And you were diagnosed in 2009, you were telling me, and you had really a surprise. I mean, did you go to the doctor regularly? Do you think you were on top of your health prior to receiving your diagnosis?
Well, that's interesting because, yes, I did go to the doctor regularly. As a matter of fact, how I was diagnosed, my wife and I were looking at increasing our life insurance. And so one of the
You have to get the checkup. The insurance company was requiring the checkup, and so that was sent you to the doctor.
So my primary care doctor did all of the appropriate things.
And so you went ahead.
She did the PSA screening. She did the digital rectal exam. She thought that there was some change, but she didn't think it was a problem and had recommended that I see a urologist. I forgot about it. The insurance company picked that up. And they said, well, Mr. Morgan, we're not going to be able to insure you until you go ahead and get that checked out. Went and saw a urologist. He said, you know, we're not sure what's going to go happen. We just have to do a biopsy. But the interesting thing is, while my baseline PSA was in about the 3 range, it only went up about 0.9.
So let's hold on a second and understand that. Dr. Khan, what exactly does that mean, and what was that increase about? I mean, what is that reading for us to understand as patients and regular people?
Yeah, PSA stands for prostate-specific antigen. And it's a protein which is made in the prostate. Okay. And then it goes into your blood. So you can measure that in the blood. And that is the test for prostate. That's the only test, actually, which is currently widely available.
Really? Okay.
And that PSA test tells you if there is something going on in the prostate. So there is a level of, if it is below 4, then it's considered normal. But if it is above that, it's considered abnormal. So that gives a physician a reason to check further.
And Rudy,
it doesn't say that you have cancer.
It just
because
gives
it
you.
Could be high because of many other reasons.
Okay.
Which makes Dr. Khan's comments more appropriate as it relates to me, because my PSA never went above 4. Which is why my primary care doctor wasn't really concerned and recommended seeing a urologist. Urologist said, I really can't diagnose it until we do a biopsy. And so I went ahead, again, thinking I'm going to get more increased life insurance, went ahead and did the biopsy. He did 6 SNPs. Only 2 of the biopsy results showed cancer cells at about 15%. So it was a low grade. At that time, the urologist said, well, we've got several options. One of the options that I was very interested in was robotic surgery, which this urologist didn't do. So I went to a local physician who actually did robotic surgery and had that procedure performed.
Okay, so you quickly went for treatment. If you want to get in on this conversation, if you've had a man in your life that has been diagnosed with prostate cancer, or you're just interested in learning more about how you can get the men in your life to the doctor to check for prostate cancer, we want you to give us a call right now with your questions. 404-880-9255. 404-880-WCLK. Also with us for this conversation is a urologist who's going to talk to us a little bit more about the PSA screening and the importance of being able to really use that tool in your own diagnosis or looking to really get your best health when you're at your doctor. We have some questions about that, and so we welcome urologist Dr. Daryl Carman. Hello, Dr. Carman.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me tonight.
Absolutely. And I know you as a urologist, you know, really Rudy was talking about the importance of that PSA screening. What exactly is that about? When our men are at the doctor, how can we be helpful in getting that particular screening?
Well, it's interesting. Over the last several years, there's been a lot of debate about the screening process with prostate cancer. It's still a very common cancer, as you all mentioned earlier. One out of seven men in their lifetime will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. But the screening process has not always been as accurate, and so that there's controversy. But nonetheless, it's the only tool that we have.
And that's what Dr. Khan was saying. It's still your best tool.
So we have to utilize it. To try to get to your answer, there is a question. There's a little background here. Recently, the United States screening task force said in 2011 to not screen asymptomatic men, which was a little troubling for urologists, with it being as common as it is. Although shortly afterwards, within the next year or two, they started to quickly realize that the diagnosis of prostate cancer was now a little more advanced, and they have now since retracted that. But the American Urologic Association, the American Cancer Society, the organizations that regulate guidelines, et cetera, have come up with somewhat of a different screening process. So the men that typically will get the most value out of PSA screening, they're in between the ages of 55 and 69.
Very good. Do you look at family history? Because, you know, oftentimes we know in other cancers, family, genetics is what Dr. Khan was educating us all on. There's the genetic factor here, too. Does that come into play for you as well?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So family history, age. So clearly men over 50, they should consider it more strongly being screened. Diet, I tend to group it into two different categories, modifiable risk factors and non-modifiable. So your genetics, your family history, you can't change. Your race, as we alluded to earlier, African Americans, you can't change. Your age, you can't change. However, diet, that is the one thing that you can change by reducing some of the fat in your diet.
We want to get into that. We want to get into that because that's something we can control. Let's take a call now. Julius in Atlanta is on the line. Julius, good evening. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, so I was trying to tell the guy, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. When I first found out, I was at an 8. They put me on some get the medicine right now. They put me on the medicine and brought it down to a 5, but it wouldn't go below a 5. I had my prostate removed. I did the surgery, had the thing removed. It's been 3 years come December, but I'm trying to find out, is there a chance of it coming back?
Great question. Thank you, Julius. Is there a chance of recurrence?
Yes. Medicine, unfortunately, is not an exact science, so there is a chance of recurrence. That can be stratified, though, and there's some other information such as a Gleason score. That a Gleason score is between the range of 2 to 10. 2 is a slow-growing tumor. 10 is a fast-growing tumor. So knowing the Gleason score will help predict the chance of recurrence. Also, what was the PSA blood test at the time of diagnosis? Just to give a little background, we mentioned earlier PSA 0 to 4 is normal.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually seen a PSA as high as 8,000, so it can get very high.
Wow.
Yes.
Interesting, interesting. And so we want to get into the things that we can do and the things that you can ask your doctor when you're in there and the results come back of your PSA screening. Dr. Khan?
Yeah, but if the prostate was removed and if it was an early stage cancer and it was localized inside the prostate, mm-hmm. and now the prostate is gone, the chances of its coming back are very low.
And that's good. So if you've had a diagnosis, these are the questions you need to ask your doctor. These are this is the information you can use so that when you're talking to your doctor, and the thing is, as patients, we don't want to have fear, and this is true of all cancers.
We don't know what Julius's initial diagnosis was,
precisely.
But it seems like that it must have been a localized one.
404-880-9255 with your questions about prostate cancer. September is National Prostate Health Month, and we are here talking about prostate cancer and being sure that we are equipped with the right information, the reliable information straight from the doctors, and hearing the firsthand experience of a survivor. We are taking your calls and your comments at Twitter at CCRTD, and call now and give it to us and get on the air with us in this conversation at 404-880-9255, 404-880-WCLK.
The Clark Atlanta University Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development is hosting its sixth annual Harvest of Health, Health and Wellness Fair to raise awareness and address health disparities in Atlanta communities. In partnership with English Avenue and Vine City Ministerial Alliance, Harvest of Health will take place on Saturday, October 14th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Greater Bethany Baptist Church, 786 Thurman Street Northwest in Atlanta's Vine City community. This event will provide information, education, prostate cancer screenings, and other health screenings to empower people for their own health and wellness. Harvest of Health is open to the public and refreshments will be provided. More information is available at 404-880-6878.
This announcement, in the interest of public health, is made possible by the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. It's a medical breakthrough. Doctors are prescribing something new to help prevent prostate cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. Research shows that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber foods can protect against prostate cancer and even help survival rates. Side effects include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. More information is available at ccrtd.cau.edu.